Yeah, uncharacteristic, I think, of this football team, you know, up to this point, is to be that penalized, and, you know, offensively just to start that down a distance is tough, and defensively to do it in critical situations is something we've avoided and need to continue to avoid. Obviously, it's frustrating. You know, we need to play better in all phases, and, you know, special teams had some leakage in the first half, and that type of yardage kills you. You know, Rodgers made a lot of plays with his feet and out of the pocket, as he does. Weren't able to contain a lot of that stuff, and when we did, it seemed like we hurt ourselves with the penalties. So yeah, it was a frustrating loss, obviously. One of those you need to get at home, you know, in a tough situation like that, against, you know, with two good football teams.
Does he just keep you off balance as good as he is? I mean, you bite one step wrong on a play action and it's behind you.
I think it's more about just the group of them does such a good job of, you know, receivers recognize when he's kind of in that mode and they get open. And you know, obviously they made some, you know, really good catches too. I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know, bad coverage. I mean, you know, we were on guys and they still found a way.
Kind of talked about the penalties and uncharacteristic of this team. Was it you guys are pressing, trying to make things happen, and they happened, or?
No, I mean, that's, you know, that stuff. So it's a tedious line. I mean, you have to, you know, like, you know, legal hands. You know, it's a 5 yard, 6 yard, you know, window, and, you know, it's your half yard here, there. That call, it probably goes uncalled 80% of the time. You know, it's just, it's one of those things where you always toe the line with that kind of stuff, and sometimes it gets called, sometimes it doesn't. Some of those are calls that are. Yeah, we'll go the other way next time. So we just have to do a better job. I don't think it's us pressing. I don't think it's the moment was too big. I think it's just the way the game went.
Is there some solace in that you get another shot at these guys?
No, I mean, it is what it is. You know, just like a win, you have to just escape it and get on to the next one. We have a tough schedule coming up. We go, I think we're on the road next week. So, you know, it's about just kind of looking to the next one and rolling forward. You know, it doesn't kill our season. It just means that they all become more important.
Did you think you guys responded in the moment, Chad? Or this was a big opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think we've probably been in a type of situation like this since 2012. You know, probably under this regime, this is maybe the first time. So, it's a young football team. We'll learn from it. You know, we'll take the stuff that happened today and just understand that, you know, just like, you know, really the mantra is going to be accurate to, you know, we got to worry about the things that we do, you know, and just focus on our assignments. And you know, and again, credit them for making the plays. I mean, they made some great catches and throws, and defensively they played well. So, they just played better than us today. You know, I don't think it's one of those things, situations where the spot's too big or the spotlight's too bright. I think it's a situation where they played some pretty good football today and weren't able to get the, you know, top.
You guys have been the physical team in most of your matchups. Did it seem to you that they were as physical or more physical than you guys were?
I don't know. It's hard to see until you watch the tape, you know, how that sort of shook out. But, you know, they were able to get, you know, some runs in there, which is something we didn't want to let them do, kind of open up the playbook for them. So, yeah, that part was certainly frustrating.
Chad, it's rare that there was mistakes in all three phases. Usually if you guys have lost or made mistakes, it's been only one or two.
Yeah, you know, we just got to play better as a team. You know, I think you win and lose is a three-faced football team. That's how we've proven that we can win. It's also how we've proven that we can lose football games. So just get back to the grind, understand we have a lot of football left, and you can't get too low, you know, after a loss like this. You have to continue just to forge ahead and get back to doing what we do, and that's just working throughout the week and then, you know, putting out there on Sunday.